Really, we often talk about metta and the other qualities of compassion and joy and equanimity as heart qualities. And that's really where the somatic aspect lies. It lies in becoming aware of the heart. So everything that people have done in order to evoke metta, whether it's using the imagination, whether it's using the traditional phrases, or whatever people do, all of that is relevant because that's where it starts. And we have to start somewhere. Yeah, so we do start from concepts and from the imagination, but there comes a point in which we can start to explore it in terms of the soma, in terms of our living experience of our body and being. And the heart center is what we're going to be exploring in this respect. It's quite interesting that for some people, it seems quite natural for metta to arise from or somehow be related to enlivening the heart. For other people, that's not the case at all. But I think if we can just explore the heart as part of the body, as part of the soma, not so much what we conceive as the physical body, made of muscles and bones and stuff, but something rather more subtle in our experience of the body. And we will be going into this at the integration stage, just getting a more subtle sense of what the body is experientially. So we're then going into a more subtle experience of different parts of the body. I will bring awareness to, for instance, the lower abdomen, which I often refer to as the hara. That's something which we will focus on under integration. But then the heart center is also really, really important. And basically, there are three main centers of the body that I'm going to bring focus on to, so that the hara, the lower abdomen, the heart, and the head center, which is the head, not as where I am thinking, but actually the somatic head, the experiential head. So in terms of the metta or positive emotion, it's exploring the heart and then seeing what we discover simply by going into the heart, then opening to metta. For some people, bringing awareness to the heart is enough. Metta is just there. But for other people, a little bit of kind of cultivation is needed to bring out the metta. And again, we teach metta in terms of five stages. Those stages, again, they're really, really helpful. They're really, really important that people engage with those stages. And I don't know if we'll have time, but there are various ways in which I do like to explore the stages with people. But primarily, in terms of the integrated mandala, it's a one-stage metta bhavana. And that one stage is what, in the version that we do, is the end of the final stage, in which it's simply the unlimited radiation of metta. So we're going to be discovering the heart, but we're also going to be discovering something about the limits or the lack of limits of our body as well. I mean, this might sound a bit mad if you haven't actually gone into it meditatively, but we will get the basics of this under integration. We'll continue it with positive emotion, and we'll go into it more in the spiritual death aspect. So, basically, that's it. It's going into the soma, going into the heart.